In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. How many of you normally give up something for Lent? Do you want to give an example? Giving up a quick pace, a little slower in life. Who else gives up on this side? Yes, ma'am. Wine. Father Wayne, what do you give up?
I'm giving up happy hour.
Oh, happy hour. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. Debbie Sue.
I give up being hateful in
traffic. Good luck with that. I'm going to give you a couple blessings. Good, good. Well, so we have the Sundays in Lent, not of Lent, like with Advent. So whatever you give up, or maybe you take on, how many of you take on like some more spiritual readings or prayers, meditation, things like that back there from Cleveland? Yes, ma'am?
I'm in a book group
different Bible. In a book group, different Bible passages. That's awesome. So today is your day of rest. So, Father Wayne, you can go to happy hour tonight, or you can do the Jewish model when the holy day begins at sundown. Sundown last night, you can go to happy hour, but you can't go tonight. But don't do too much, because you won't make it to church, right?
I did that last night, so I'm good.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
You did the Jewish model.
Amen. So, during Lent is a time when we can refocus on our faith in an intentional way. Today's gospel reading is about the story of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. And you know I like art history, so I've got a slide up here. And you can see that. Those at home can see that too. So today's story shows a human side to Jesus that we sometimes miss. Jesus had temptations, just like we do. Satan tempted Jesus today with power, wealth, glory, and all those shiny things that tempt us as well. In his book, Day by Day Through Lent, the Reverend Daniel Lowry reminds us, quote, "In a way, it is reassuring to know that Jesus was subject to temptation. Temptation is a part of the human condition, is it not? Each of us has experienced it." The next slide is another one, and you can see the devil there trying to hand Jesus he's got the stone, the bread right here. All right, now let's go to the black and white one. So my question for us today, March 9th, 2025, as we begin Lent, what is tempting you that can impact your faith? I like what you said, Debbie Sue, about trying not to be negative in traffic. Is negativity impacting your faith? Are we more of a pessimist or optimist? What about gossip? The love of money or prestige? Alcohol or drugs? A gambling addiction? Y'all know I live downtown across from Chase Field, and they have, at Chase Field, they have Caesars, and at the Footprint Center, or the new Arizona Bank Center, whatever they call it, they have FanDuel. And there's so many young men in our nation in their 20s and 30s who are addicted to gambling. And it's destroying their families and destroying their lives. Any kind of addiction, a shopping addiction? What about hiding how we really feel inside by eating or drinking too much? When you have the 12-step programs, you stop that outer behavior as you go through the steps, and then you look underneath that surface of the ocean to the iceberg, the 80% of what's caused that. My father had a drinking problem. He's now deceased. But he had a horrible childhood. His mother died when he was 15. It was trauma that he never could get away from. Do you have trauma? Perhaps we think we're not worthy in God's eyes. Perhaps we're living in fear of fill in the blank. Maybe it's the fear of failure. I know the best lessons that I've ever had in life have been through failure. And as a former teacher too, people have to learn to fail. Kids have to learn to fail, to get up, try again. When I was a kid, you got the blue ribbon for first place, the red ribbon for second, the white ribbon for third. You didn't get a certificate of participation. You tried harder next time. It's okay to fail sometimes. We're not alone in that. We may not forgive ourselves, or others certainly might not, but God does. Jesus said over and over and over in the Bible, "Fear not. Be not afraid. I am with you always to the end of the ages." And may we take comfort in knowing that Jesus is with us always. We have another slide up there. In that book I just quoted about the Reverend Daniel Lowry, he talks about temptation even further. He says, "There is an ever-present temptation to bring God down to our level rather than allowing us to reach up to God. There is a temptation," he says, "to see prayer as a bargaining chip or bargaining power. There's a temptation to view faith as an insurance policy. There's a temptation to prize religion for the respectability it gives." And a few tougher words from St. Augustine of Hippo from the northern North Africa, modern-day Algeria, in the 5th century said, There is the even more subtle temptation of making God in our image while mouthing pieties to trust only in ourselves." Ouch. That hits close to home. Next slide. Next slide. This is the Jesus Mafa School from Cameroon, Africa, from 1973, one that I always used when I was teaching it in Dallas at the high school. You see Jesus in the red, the devil behind him. My friends, if there ever was a time to be honest with ourselves in the liturgical calendar, it is during Lent. So what are your temptations? Do you know what they are? Do they make regular visitations to your home? In your prayers today and this week, I invite us all to ask Jesus to take away the temptations that beset us. Turn to Christ when we're tempted with things that can harm us physically or emotionally or mentally or psychically or spiritually. This is a time to kind of get a spiritual tune-up like you do on your car during Lent. To delve deeper into prayer. Meditation, to silence, to fasting, to self-examination. Let us reject the temptations around us Reaffirm our faith and remember that our Lord faced similar temptations that we have. But the good news is we don't take this journey alone. Christ is always with us, not only on these next 40 days, but for the rest of our lives. And to that, we give thanks in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.